It's June 6th, 2007, and I'm Elizabeth Bushy. You're listening to the English Tales Podcast.
Welcome.
Have for you, animal poems. We even have a song or two. Hope you like it. And as always, thank you for listening. Five Little Monkeys, adapted by Elizabeth Bushy. Five little monkeys went for a drive. They flattened four tires, but made it out alive. They called a mechanic who took them for a ride and said, "No more monkeys going for a drive." Five little monkeys cooking on the stove, pot boiled over, burned their little noses. They called the firefighters who cleaned up the mess and said, "No more monkeys playing like this." Five little monkeys bouncing on the couch, broke all the springs, boing, crash, ouch. They called up the carpenter who put it back together. He said, "No more monkeys couch bouncing ever." Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. "Oops, we might fall off," they said. They climbed onto their pillows. They pulled up their sheets. They said, "Good night, fellow monkeys." They drifted off to sleep. Alligator by Elizabeth Bushy. Alligator, stay, don't float this way. Too many teeth in that grin, I say. Alligator, hey, don't look my way. Go sun yourself and have a nice day. I'll paddle home as quick as I can. You're welcome to this river. I'll stay on land. Sheep Can't Sleep by Elizabeth Bushy. What might happen if a sheep can't sleep? Awake in the middle of the dreamless deep, the sheep went up to the high hilltop and counted kids till he snored to a stop. Brontosaurus is no Morris. Now he is a Patasaurus. But by any other name, he still remains as sweet. Despite the moniker and fashion, vegetation was his passion. A Patasaurus only tasted meat. T-Rex was a hungry dude, had some predacious attitude. His teeth were sharp, his claws were keen. You couldn't really call him mean. Like leafy eaters, trees do trim. T-Rex just ate what's good for him. Stegosaurus, if he saw us, would munch his veggies without fail. He was a laid-back, plate-back dino, bigger than your average rhino, with spikes upon his armored tail. Plesiosaurus, way bigger than whales. Plesiosaurus, a boat without sails. Plesiosaurus, more teeth than 10 sharks. If he ever bit you, he'd leave more than marks. Plesiosaurus, so big was this beast, hundreds of fish would make hardly a feast. Dino Poems by Elizabeth Bushy.
Rattlesnake, if you had ears, you might be scared of the noise you would hear. Of course you just shake when you frighten yourself. You swing that maraca-like warning bell. So if you could hear, would you run from your tail or just sigh with relief as we ran and turned pale? Three blind mice, see how they run, They all ran after the farmer's wife. He cut off their tails with a carving knife. Have you ever heard such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Three blind mice. Three blind mice. Three blind mice. Three blind mice. See how they run. See how after the farmer's wife. He cut off their tails with a farmer's wife. You cut off their tails with a carving knife. Have you ever seen such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Three blind mice. Three blind mice. Three blind mice. Three blind mice. See how they rise. See how they run. See how they run. They cut off their tails with a farmer's wife. She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Have you ever heard such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Three blind mice. Three blind mice, three blind mice, three blind mice, see how they rise, see how they run, see how they run, they love the tails of the farmer's wife, she cut off their tails to carving knife, you ever heard such a sight in your life as three blind mice, three blind mice.
Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy it till the next podcast. We'll see you then. In the meantime, you can check out this and other fun things at www.inklesstales.com for fun games, printables, downloads, stories, poems, games, and more. I'm Elizabeth Bushy, and thanks for listening to the Inkless Tales podcast. Mm-hmm.